This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
Boeing CEO David Calhoun will appear before a Senate panel today. Lawmakers are expected to grill him on Boeing's plan to fix its manufacturing problems. Relatives of people who died in two crashes of Boeing 737 MAX jetliners will be there. The subcommittee is chaired by Senator Richard Blumenthal, a Connecticut Democrat and a Boeing critic. The heat is shattering records all over the U.S. The AP's Jennifer King.
Extreme heat advisories remain in effect across much of the U.S., and the National Weather Service forecasts hot and humid weather with highs in the 90s to linger through Friday from Iowa to Maine. Chicago broke their temperature record with a high of 97 on Monday.
I don't really like the hot, so this is going to be very painful for me.
Emmanuel Ramos from his food truck in Grant Park.
I just try drinking the most cold water that I can. When I need air, I just step out for a second.
Phoenix, Arizona, which saw hundreds of deaths last summer, opened over 100 cooling centers, including two for overnights. While much of the U.S. swelters, parts of the northern Rockies were under a winter storm warning with lows below freezing, snow showers, and rain. There's the potential for storms across areas of Minnesota and Iowa to Illinois and western New York, and a fresh batch of tropical moisture was expected to bring heavy rain to the central Gulf Coast.
Firefighters are gaining ground on that Southern California wildfire, but face dry, windy weather today. The Post fire was 20% contained last night in northern Los Angeles County. This afternoon, President Biden will talk about his plan to let some immigrants in the U.S. without legal status, but married to Americans, apply for permanent residency and eventually citizenship. And in sports,
the Boston Celtics are once again NBA champions. The Celtics won their record 18th NBA title by beating the Mavericks in Game 5 in Boston, 106-88.
Tom Merriam reporting. This is AP News. President Putin is saying thank you to North Korea. The AP's Charles de Ledesma says this has to do with Ukraine.
In an op-ed piece in North Korean state media, Russian President Vladimir Putin has thanked North Korea for supporting his actions in Ukraine, saying their countries will cooperate closely to overcome US-led sanctions as he heads to Pyongyang for a summit with leader Kim Jong-un. Putin, who'll be making his first trip to the North in 24 years, said he highly appreciates its firm support of his invasion in Ukraine, adding the countries would continue to resolutely oppose what he described as Western ambitions to hinder the establishment of a multipolarized world order based on mutual respect for justice. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
The Dow gained 188 points yesterday. The S&P rose 41 points. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit RightRug.com. RiteRug.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring.
Right here, right now.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.